Back to the broadcast, my friends. Yeah. It's Eric the Freedom Screamer with Gary and Chris. Thanks for joining us tonight on the RBN Network. Feel free to join the broadcast at 800-313-9443. We got Mike in Kentucky on the line. We're going to get right to Mike. Mike, how are you?
Okay. I think I'm on the air. I'm all right. I was about to eat some cheese and an apple when that artery-clogging commercial came on there. It was quite good timing. Now I'm going to have to go visit their webpage. Hey, what's
cool. Yeah, support, awesome. Yeah, just let me say right there, support the sponsors of this broadcast, people, if you want to continue. You need to buy something? See if you can buy it from a sponsor of this network. Go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, we bought a water filter from the Berkey Light several years ago, and I was able to get my dad talked into it. And we're fairly prepared. You know, Kentucky's running these for some stupid reason, governor waited until the 19th of the month, the third Tuesday, I think, he finally put out a proclamation that says, September is preparedness month. And I saw some newscaster go, you need to be prepared for whatever may happen. And I'm like, really? So I went and visited their webpage.
It's late a month for that.
Anyway, way into the month. Did you ever see the movie Tremors with Kevin Bacon and Reba McEntire? And
I couldn't sit through the whole thing. Yeah, I got the idea from watching about 10 minutes of it, and then, you know, I couldn't sit through the whole thing. But, the giant earthworms, yeah.
Yeah, well, the premise there is, and this is just one example. I think Robin Williams did a movie with Walter Matthau or some grumpy old actor. But basically, you know, the movies and entertainment has demonized preppers and made them about to be these kooky people, you know, like Reba McEntire and her husband. You know,
oh, yeah. Okay. They did the same thing in Independence Day.
Right. They saved the town, though. They had the half-track, you know, military surplus vehicle. They lived in a concrete bunker, and they were armed to the teeth. And they're portrayed as a little bit kooky, but they ended up saving the town.
Yeah.
So anyway, all these statues that's being talked about and tearing down and that sort of stuff, I saw an essay today. I think it was maybe up on RBN where they showed, you know, if you're going to go around tearing down statues, how about this one that is basically glorifying the process of genocide? Every major group in the last 150 to 250 years that has been genocided has had their guns taken away. I think it was the Jews for Preservation of Firearms Ownership put out a press release on that today. They're calling officially for the gun that's tied in a knot, the handgun at the UN. They're calling for that statue to be taken down because it is advocating for genocide. Disarmament.
Yeah, that's a great idea. Let's put together a list, and our listeners can participate. Every community in this country has some type of statue dedicated to, or obelisk or strange symbolic thing. I've seen them everywhere. And let's get them down the Luciferian satanic garbage before we worried about, you know, the founding fathers and, you know, yeah, they had their problems and a bunch of Freemasons, but they were not as bad as this, what we're dealing with now. There's a long list of statues that should come down before first.
Confederate ones, yeah, there's a big controversy over Jefferson Davis. Has a plaque on him in the Capitol building that says he was a hero. But, you know, anyway, all that aside, what statue is nobody talking about? Yeah, what statue is nobody talking about taking down? And I edited for years the Wikipedia page on this to make sure his statue was on that page. And they finally changed the page to the subway station in Washington, D.C., where his statue is. And that, I don't know if it's still there or not, but I think it's called Government Square, and it's like almost halfway between the Grand Lodge and the White House. Albert Pike, the only Confederate soldier, general, or whatever, to have a statue inside of District of Columbia. And nobody's talking about doing anything with his statue, huh? Albert Pike, why?
No, because he as well was a Freemason. This club goes far and wide.
Yeah, but, I mean, I edited that page. I had to go back every so often and keep checking and make sure his statue was still listed there along with the others. They kept deleting it. They didn't want anybody to know his statue was at Government Square. And they finally, I guess they got tired. It was somebody at Wikipedia administrators or whatever got tired of having to delete my edits. And they changed it for a long time. It was a page about the damn subway station. So the subway station was the only thing mentioned. None of the statues in that. But anyway,
yeah.
So that's I was a little bit of a keyboard warrior there on that issue. But I just thought that's interesting. It's the statues that nobody's talking about taking down, even though they're Confederate.
Well, of course. Albert Pike's got to stay. He's the Queen Freemason. So does Harlan and. And I mean, we could go on and on and on. There are portraits around the walls in most of those federal buildings. It's very sad because only you have to be a member of the elite club to get in those positions of power. So when you can know that when you look at these people, all of them are part of that club. That people don't just get in on their own good looks and their own deeds. That you have to be part of their gang or their clique, or you're out. And they'd rather be out in their evil club.
I've been a thorn in their side for quite a while because I'm not a Seventh-day Adventist or Jehovah's Witnesses or anything, but, you know, I've had to be in court a few times, and they ask you to swear, you know, to tell the truth. And I'm like, well, I don't swear oaths, you know. My Bible says not to. I can't change one hair black or white. And they have to turn to the jury and explain. Some people don't believe in swearing oaths, and, you know. And explain the difference, I guess, between an affirmation, and they turn back to you and say, well, will you affirm to tell the truth? And I was like, well, I guess so, but as long as it's not a synonym for oath, you know. So
I like that little tactic there. That's an interesting, I mean, that's using the truth and using the accuracy of words, and I like that. Yeah, do you swear to tell the truth, hold nothing but the truth? And no, I don't swear to anything.
Yeah.
And then make them dance around and realize that they're trying to push a Masonic lie on you, and you're not buying it. Nice work.
Well, they subpoenaed me for a case where a drunk driver killed a man, and I had to go in, you know, basically, or face, you know, perjury or whatever, you know, contempt of court charges. So I was compelled to testify. I had some fun with the defense attorney on that because, I mean, this person was driving reckless and killed somebody. And coming drunk straight from the veterans of foreign wars. But what I was going to tell you is that there's a dome and an obelisk in our small town, and I happened to notice that when they put up the Space Science Center, and the NASA director, acting director, was just here this week, and they were showcasing some, what do they call them, swarm of drones that all communicate with each other. And I was there for their, like, dedication of the building, and the architect was there, and I got up on the second floor with him, and I said, hey, look over here, due south. And sure enough, straight south of this dome is the black obelisk that has it's made out of marble slabs. I think when they cut the marble, they noticed that there was a 13 in the natural marble, and they made sure and put that on the east face of the marble exactly halfway up. I think it's like five segments of marble, and the middle of the middle segment facing east is a 13. And then here in the last, I don't know, 3 or 4 years, they built this Space Science Center, and they put the dome exactly aligned magnetically to the north of that black obelisk. And I put up a YouTube video on it, and I showed it to the architect. And I couldn't really tell if he was surprised that I picked up on that, but he was like, oh, I'm fascinated by that sort of thing. I've never noticed that before. Huh, thanks for pointing that out.
Yeah.
But it's up on YouTube. I think it's called Dome and Black Obelisk. It's in Moorhead, Kentucky, on my
okay.
YouTube, TV10 okay. Moorhead YouTube. But anyway, I thought you'd find that amusing. But there's everywhere there's a center of power, there's these domes and obelisks, you know, D.C., Vatican.
Right, and even a small center, you know, a relatively small local town center of power has the same thing. I mean, I see it all over the place. It's they hide in plain sight. That's the motto of the Illuminati, is hide in plain sight. And
well,
what's
the Declaration of Independence?
They have to buy off a lot of local people to get away with it because they need local traders. Any takeover has got to, you know, co-opt the local leaders, and then they can kind of whip the flock into line like much of the pastors and preachers do.
Have you ever gotten invited?
Have I ever gotten invited to what?
To join. Their motto is to be one, ask one.
Oh, yeah, no, they never... I've never had the offer. I know Alex Jones says he's been offered. Nobody's ever said, "Hey, join the evil team." I think they knew I would tell them to stick it where the sun doesn't shine.
Yeah, I had one to invite me. It's not supposed to happen. They're not supposed to do that. But I had one invite me. You know, I think he did it on his own accord. I don't think he. But one thing I've noticed about these guys, and they don't seem to care if they're in a family setting. If two of them meet together, and I guess they want to have a more private conversation, they start cussing like it'll be the nicest people, churchgoers or whatever. When they get together, they just—I mean—they just foul a sewer mouth between the two of them. It's like to clear the room, or something. I can't figure that out. I've seen that happen a couple different times. Why they do that, I don't know. But I had an intern that worked with me, who's. Mom, I think, was a public official, and I can't remember, the grandpa was a big Mason, and she happened to see his book where he was writing in code and some kind of, she couldn't write, she said it was not any language that she'd ever seen before, and then when he died, all his books disappeared. And what I think they do, or what they've done for a long time, is they keep a journal of people in the community and their character so that they can figure out who is going to be a, you know, candidate for this or that or whatever. And the real conspiracy is where they have members on both executive committees of both the Democrat and the Republican Party. So they can play who they want to against each other and determine who's going to be the winner of the election and keep the charade going that we have a democracy. That's what
And it almost doesn't matter who they pick to determine the outcome of the election because both candidates are going to basically run the same agenda through. You're seeing not much different from what happened under Obama. And under Obama, you didn't see much different from what happened under Bush. There were different tyrannies in different places and different areas and venues, but it was all furthering the same goal. It was all tyranny. It was all private bankers. It was all Goldman Sachs. It was all fiat currency. It was all military industrial complex. It was all international conquest. It was all multinational corporate whores at the highest levels of the government. It was all Monsanto and the GMO crew. Monsanto, look at how many people from Monsanto and Lockheed Martin are stinking throughout the government along with Goldman Sachs. It's insane. We don't have a government. We have a corporation. It runs for itself and has other corporate officers in it.
Well, what do you think of Snowden? He revealed that whole Lockheed Martin Marietta hack that we were told for years was 5 terabytes of information that came out of the Joint Strike Fighter program. And when Snowden's files came out, it wasn't 5 terabytes. It was 50 terabytes of data was leaked out of that thing, and this is supposed to be our state-of-the-art fighter. China's taxied a mock-up of it off the runway in the last couple of years. And, of course, the software is full of bugs, and it smothered pilots. They couldn't figure out what was going on with it. But what the heck, how long does it take to get 50 terabytes of data out of Lockheed Martin Marietta, Georgia? I mean, that's a heck of an Internet connection, and everybody's asleep at the switch and let that happen.
They weren't asleep. That was selling intelligence to foreign entities. I guarantee it. And my first instinct with Snowden and Assange is these are setups put forth by the intelligence agencies to give people the illusion that we got some disclosure coming out, but it's going to be controlled disclosure. It's going to be minimal. It's going to be insignificant. And looking at the bigger picture, never going to see the word vicar or Freemason in there. You're never going to see the highest level royal family pedophiles in there, not even the lower level ones like we have here in Webster, New York. And it was well known that this is going on, so well that the hospital who examined the young boy was satisfied that he was raped and wanted to transfer him to a different hospital. And the Webster Police Department showed up and took him back to the abuser's house. Huh. Okay, that's what's going on. And Chief Joe Rieger of the Webster Police was trained at the FBI base in Quantico under the child kidnapping and the program that they have to train the law enforcement about child kidnapping. They're just breeding a pedophile network. Because what do? They're the ones who gather all the intelligence when the evidence comes forward that somebody is being abused. Then they can either bury it if it's one of their own guild, or if it's somebody not of their group, then they'll prosecute them and feed them to the wolves in prison. That's how it goes. Yeah, and I've seen the picture evidence of the injuries to the child, and it's real. Lori's seen it as well. So this is not anything. It's been reported to all the Child Protective Services. They keep getting threatened by the State Attorney General's office under Cuomo, Schneiderman's office. It's a disgusting mess. There were good state police and FBI guys that wanted to look into it. They kept getting threatened and told to pull off. Judge Thomas DeSalvo is in on it. I've seen him operate. He's one of the most evil men I've ever seen in a small town court. Chief Joe Rieger's in on it, and I won't name the perpetrator's family, but they have arrested the mother who keeps requesting wellness checks and trying to get her child back from other family members who are abusing him. And every time the mother tries to intervene on the child's behalf because he's calling her and saying he's getting abused, she either gets arrested and put in prison. So this is all, they've already stepped over the line and dragged her into the witch's court. So now their names are going to be made public. Chief Joe Rieger, Judge Thomas DeSalvo, and that piece of crap, Ken Lanning of MissingChildren.org, who trains the FBI agents at Quantico. And I actually got a hold of him and talked to him personally. And he said he couldn't do anything about this. Sorry. He said, and anybody in possession of the evidence may be in possession of child pornography. Can you believe it? You come to the guy with evidence of abuse, of major sexual felonies against a minor, and he's going to say, you're the one who's going to be in trouble now. Protecting the child rapists and going after the truth tellers and the justice seekers and the people who are trying to put this right. How is that?
Hey, Eric.
And Sessions is ramping up the war against pot. Oh, boy, we have big problems here in the Trump administration. Go ahead, Chris.
Well, your recent, what you just related about the fellows in New York and threatening the mother and covering up with the missing child, so-called, what it was, the group you mentioned, that sounds like an FBI operation undercover, where they're really just using it to try to glean the highlights of who's complaining and what crimes are being reported so they can do damage control.
Well, they want that's exactly what I was trying to describe. You're exactly right, Chris. That's exactly what I was trying to put forth there.
One other aspect on a site called the sociologycenter.com, James Roger
Hold on,
Brown.
Chris, hold that thought. Can you hold that thought right there? We got music Step in after the break. It's Eric and Chris and Gary on the RBN Network. This is where you get it all. Please support the network. We'll be right back after this break.
It's nature's way of telling you, dying tree.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Nature's weak, telling you something's wrong. It's nature's weak, telling you in a song. It's nature's way of receiving you. It's nature's way of retrieving you. It's nature's way of telling you.
I hear you. You're real soft in the background.
Bad.
Well,
yeah, it's Mike in Kentucky. I think Eric, his Skype got all choppy.
Well, when we're covering dangerous areas to the criminals that operate this country, it's not unusual that the hack attack squad would be hitting on us, of the Hillary Clinton gang and the other perverts and reprobates in Congress and the Senate. And, of course, the dark web of the intel agencies.
Their secrets are getting exposed, though. I think it was a California university that was able to decrypt one of their manuals from, like, the 1760s or something on the secret societies that were raging at the time this country was being formed. And you get clues from Declaration of Independence says reason reveals these rights to men. And I think some of these Illuminati-type secretive groups, and there's more than just the Illuminati, decided that they could couch their and hide their groups amongst the Christians. And you get that every now and then, that they're the idea that they have infiltrated are occulting inside of the Christian organizations.
We've had that
in our local area.
While you're on that topic, that's exactly where I was leaving off before we went to break.
Yeah.
There's a site called www.thesociologycenter.com by James Roger Brown. He's up in northern Iron County in Utah near Salt Lake. And on his site, he has what's termed a compendium, which is a House Congressional Research Service investigation into MOB or MOFIA infiltration into the child protective services around the nation to access the immense amount of funds that are disseminated through the Department of Health and Human Services Administration, the so-called Social Security Trust Funds, under the guise of mental ill health healing, supposedly. And, of course, if you look at Kenneth Goff and his psycho-political warfare book, you'll find that it's really a form of terrorism and communism by so-called mental healing.
And on that note, we'll be right back after the break. Thanks for covering for me, Craig. We'll be right back.
The smoke is rising in the shadows overhead.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Welcome back, my friends. Welcome back to the broadcast. We appreciate you joining us. It's Eric the Freedom Screamer. I'm back. Yup, I got bounced off the air. And I always like to check with Mike on the board to see if it was an explainable drop or if it was Eric getting dropped by the deep state. It was the latter. Door number two. The deep state. Two. I got two beeps and the music stopped and my audio stopped and my... I couldn't hear anything, and they couldn't hear me, but the call was still connected to Texas through the board with Mike, and so very odd, very unusual. No accident, and so I definitely pushed the right buttons, and so I think it bears worth repeating that Ken Lanning of MissingKids.org, who trains the FBI guys at Quantico in missing children, was completely uninterested. That means not interested in going after the perpetrators. He was exclusively interested in going after the people who were coming forward with evidence of a crime, trying to stop it and save a young boy. I want you people to chew on that all night and think about the level of evil that we have in our government, in our corporate government intelligence agencies,
who would let this thing, let these things happen. And then, of course, when someone like me comes out to expose it, they give me the two beeps and drop me off the air, and it's bye-bye, Eric. So I want to thank Chris for covering for me when I just dropped off, and we want to finish up with Mike in Kentucky. Yeah, go ahead, Chris.
Well, I actually had some first-party experience that supports what you just said. I had gotten involved via this radio show, not particularly this show, but one of the shows on the Republic Broadcasting Network, of giving some counsel to a family out of Iron County, Utah, up near the West Fork and American Fork, Utah, South Utah, Salt Lake City area, that had had a number of their children, like I think there were six of them or five of them, that they'd had abducted by CPS under there. Under the same thing that Tom from Utah talks about, they had a malfunctioning smoke CO2 detector in their home, and they came out and the kids had been being abducted during the daytime from a Christian so-called daycare and elementary school where they were paying extra to send them so they'd have a safe environment. They were being abducted and taken away from that school to a nearby location and to some homes in the near area and being horrifically sexually abused, violated, drugged up. There was a participation of the older boy, who at the time was 8 and his sister was 4, who was forced to, under the threat of having done to him what was being done to his sister, to participate in a double murder of two other children by having him either hold the gun or pull the trigger while somebody else held the gun. I don't remember clearly that circumstance. I apologize. I'm not intentionally being deceptive, but I want to be clear that it was truthfully, I saw the pictures the children had drawn. I went to the sites where the violations had occurred, and I tried to contact the FBI up there to report what I knew to be going on. And they became hostile, accusatory, implicating me to be a sovereign citizen or some other so-called nut. And mind you, I've worked for 4 different law enforcement associations as a paid professional public servant, a protector of the law and the people, and have quite a bit of morals, conscience, and scruples about the carrying out of my duties. And I knew I had a duty to report this, and I tried to, and I became a victim of being falsely accused and threatened and harassed and intimidated, just like they did here for me whenever I tried to report the criminality with this county government.
Yeah, the government is exclusively devoted to stealing to keep the money flow. And it's a protection network. It's a pedophile protection network. It's a criminal protection network. That's all it is. That's what the witch's court is. That's what the Nazis are. All the lower idiots want their piece of the pie. So it's kind of greed at the lower level. But at the higher levels, they have the money already. And it's about control and lust for power and lust for power over other people, especially young people. That's why it's so scary. And I keep harping on this Betsy DeVos character, who's the president of NeuroCorps, while she's simultaneously the head of the Department of Education. And she gets up in Congress and assures everybody that her decisions won't be in conflict with each other, even though she's got two things that are mutually exclusive, which is having the most brain money, which is being director of children, basically, with the Department of Education, and having the company who owns the most advanced brain monitoring system in the world. What do you think she's after? So this is, and with 50% of the Republican establishment saying we need to expand the mental health laws, we need to address all the children who are at risk for 1 in 5. Rob Astorino gave this crap. He was running on the Republican ticket for governor against Cuomo. He was the conservative choice, and he said we need to address the 1 in 5 children who are at risk for mental illness. At risk for it? That means they're not mentally ill, but their government's going to make up something that thinks they may be and claim that 20% of all young people have either a mental illness or are at risk for it. You automatically disarm 20% of the up-and-coming 18-year-old population. Get them when they're 12, 13, 14, label them as mentally ill. They won't be fit to own firearms if they have that label in any way, shape, or form. And they just successfully disarmed 1/5 of the population. That's your lovely Republican. So when you guys, people have to listen to what these people say. Look into what they're saying. His running mate, Sheriff Moss, the constitutional sheriff that he is, said there's 750,000 regulations on small business in New York. We just need to enforce the ones we have and not pass any more. Do you hear what the Republican mission is? They're an offensive line. The Democrats come in, they pass all the tyranny. The Republicans come in, they hold the line. Get a little farther ahead if they can have their own little tyrannies with expanding the security state through the Department of Homeland Gestapo programs and ramping up the drug war with asset forfeiture and seizure and the war against marijuana, even though the states have legalized it. So they can get, and then hold the line. Don't repeal anything Obama did. I don't see much. Oh, there are a few little things, but tell me something that's really made a big difference in the life of the little guy. Go ahead, Chris.
Well, I was just going to point out, you talked about earlier about their desires to be able to fully weaponize people and control them, dominate them, demonize them. This is exactly
what you're talking about,
protective services.
Hold on, Gary.
This is what they did with what they're doing.
Who is that?
Don't talk about this.
Okay, so all right. Hold it. Okay, yep, I know. Okay, no problem. Hold on, everybody. Everybody hold on a sec. Let me get control over this situation here a little bit. Gary lost his audio, so Gary, if you can hear us, hold tight and go on mute because we can hear you, but you cannot hear us. I just had a problem. All right, Mike's going to reconnect with Gary. That's cool. So anyway, let's finish up quick with Mike in Kentucky. Mike, let's say goodbye and get over to Sovereign Man. Anything else on you need to know quick, Mike? Okay. Sovereign Man, call back. We lost Sovereign Man, too. So, all right, Mike, anything else before we check out with you?
Well, I had some, but I can't remember. So just carry on and be careful. Be careful. But, yeah, I think the Pedophile Network is used as a means of control of blackmail people, and I think some people know that they're not going to get anywhere in politics unless they join in the fun. I think that's how some of them, you know, are brought in.
It's called the control file.
He was an entertainer of some sort. I don't want to say exactly what, but I think he ended up in law enforcement. And when he was in school, I had some pretty good conversations with him. And he was an intern at a state capitol in a nearby state. I'm in Kentucky, and we're surrounded by seven states, so I'm not going to say which state it was. But he said they had a Rolodex and motel rooms on reserve, and this is going back into the early 80s. And anything a lobbyist or a congressman wanted, man, they had it on speed dial or in the Rolodexes, you know. And I said, do you think those rooms were wired and had sound and film? And he said, probably. That way they can control them once you get a little dirt on them, you know. That's Edgar Hoover's methodology.
That's a great example. Hoover, director of the FBI. Had files on everybody in Hollywood, and that's how they controlled people and kept people in line, playing with the globalist agenda. Sovereign Man, call back in if you want to, and Sovereign Man has created a forum chat room for this broadcast, and it's called Freedom Scream Radio. ChatTango, .com. I believe that. We got Gary back, so that's good. So once again, check us out at freedomscreamradio.chattango.com. freedomscreamradio.chattango.com. You can participate over there in the chat room and post things that are pertinent to the broadcast, information that you might have, and network with other people. Boy, maybe you run into some new patriots in your area, and you can all do courtroom observing, help each other out, and work together to go into the witch's court in a unified fashion, which really freaks them out at the witch's court. When you come in with courtroom observers, they tend to sing a whole different witch's tune. Sovereign Man, how are you, buddy? Good.
I just wanted to let you guys know there's been another abduction. There's a lawyer out of Pennsylvania His name is...
Oh, boy.
Yeah, his name is Ostrowski. He's an activist. Actually, there is a couple of links.
I heard about that.
Yeah, there's a couple links on the in the chat room that'll take
you. Thank you.
There's one link. It has a video of him being actually taken off the air. He was on. He got on Facebook, and the agents came in and took him out of the room. But unfortunately, he didn't have the laptop turned so he could see them coming in the door, you know, with his back to the door. So, well, they came in and just closed the laptop, but you can hear what happened. You can hear the audio. So he was locked up under the guise of a psych eval.
But yeah, psychiatrical, just like Chris. Oh, my God. I know I read about this. Keep going.
Yeah, he's actually was a partner with Bailey. He was a former congressman. He was disbarred, I believe, by the U.S. court because he was uncovering corruption in the same county where the Kids for Cash were.
Oh, Kids for Cash. Okay, we're gonna. All right, now they push my. All right, we're gonna get Lou Jasikoff on. We're gonna devote a whole week to Kids for Cash. It needs to be done, and we're gonna name names and we're gonna dig deep into this. Okay, yeah. Same. I heard it was in Pennsylvania. I suspected it was. I mean, they're all the witches run together. I suspected it was the same crew. They have to be related in some. So Ostrowski, just for the listeners, let me give them the overview of what happened. This guy is a broadcaster. From what I can't, his name sounds familiar. He may be the guy who used to appear on our local Patriot Christian radio station here years ago. And if it is, I really like him. If it's not, it doesn't matter whether I like him or not. He's a fellow broadcaster. If he's a patriot and he's exposing corruption, we need to follow his case very closely. It's Ostrowski, Ostrowski. I believe is how his name is spelled. That will get you close. Just type in broadcaster arrested Pennsylvania while on air. You'll get it. It's all over the
activistpost.com.
Activistpost.com. That's it. That's where I read this. Yes, I read the same article you did. Okay, so Ostrowski's exposing judicial corruption. He's filing lawsuits. He knows what he's doing, apparently, because he's either a former attorney or current attorney, disbarred. Well, he must be a decent guy if they want to, which is why they're kicking him out. I mean, that's one star in his report card. Witches hate him. He must be good. So anyway, so from what I could see on an overview, he's for real. He's legitimate. He's a patriot. And he was arrested while broadcasting on air by local Gestapo thugs from which agency, Sovereign Man? Do we know which agency they were from? They claimed to be from what? They weren't feds. They were state. Who were they?
They were county. They were Wilkes-Barre Police.
Wilkes-Barre Police, right. Okay, Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania. And apparently they came in and said, we have a order or some kind of order issued for you for a psychiatric evaluation. So can you believe this? Because he's on the radio broadcasting the truth. He's exposing corruption. He's doing what we're doing tonight here. And I tell you, people need to really pay attention to this case. If this is what I think it is, and it's for real, and it's not, you know, and he's not working for the enemy, and they're taking him down because he broke the witch's rules and he was one of them. I mean, even if he defected, we still have to treat him like one of us. But and it looks like he's for real. It looks like he could use our help. Follow his case carefully. Post links and comments and make phone calls to the arresting entities. I can post some things up. I'll probably get into that this weekend, trying to help him out with some information over at Courtroom Watch. This is a big case. I only like to kind of pick some of the most egregious ones and not dilute the website with a bunch of, you know, less substantial. This is a precedent setter. Like Chris's, hopefully the psychiatric issue is behind, but they're using the psychiatric hospitals
and the psychiatric hold and mental evaluations and three-day mandatory holds without, you know, charge or without bail, all this psychiatric mental stuff, and both clinical corporations are doing it. And I, you know, this has got to really, and it's, oh, and it turns out it's in the same area where the Kids for Cash, where the two judges are in prison for selling children through their surrogate court into a private prison facility and taking over $1 million in kickbacks. And they actually went to prison for it. And now, because people are, like us, are broadcasting on things like that, here we go. I got dropped off the air tonight. Unexplainable. Well, we can explain it. I was pushing the button. They don't want the highest level of the pedophile network to be revealed, and I'll be happy to reveal it. I can care less what they try to do to me. So any comments on that? And any other thing, information you can, any other gaps you want to fill in, Sovereign Man, on this issue?
What they're doing is they're using the HIPAA Act to hide these people. Okay, he was being held in one facility, and he was transferred to another. And they've tried to find out if he's in the facility, and they say, well, we can't reveal the information under HIPAA. So we can't tell you
how convenient. Yeah. Okay. See what I mean, people? The medical industrial complex tyranny is the worst. It's the scariest. It's the most insidious. It's the most damaging and the most threatening and harmful to your security. I mean, worse than anything, because now, at least if it was just a criminal charge in the witch's court, let's see the indictment. Let's see the prosecutor's information. Let's see the paperwork. Let's see what his affidavit is as the victim of this kidnapping by corporate police. I'm going to follow this case very closely and try to post some information on how people can get more information and make it miserable on the vicar. Find out who the vicar general for Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania is. I can't remember off the top of my head what his name is. It would be Wilkes-Barre. Scranton, Wilkes-Barre, Diocese, type into your search engine, Diocese, D-I-O-C-E-A-S-E, of Scranton, Wilkes-Barre, S-C-R-A-N-T-O-N, and then Wilkes-Barre. That's the general area that I'm almost guarantee you that's what the diocese will be called. Otherwise, go for Philadelphia and find out who the vicar general is and if there's a judicial vicar as well. There usually is in the larger cities like that. We have both up here in Rochester, a vicar general, Joseph Hart, and a judicial vicar, Louis Sirianni, who, by the way, Sirianni shut down a funeral because the family was grieving too much, and it was interfering with his delivery of the Roman Mass, and he made everybody leave because the family was crying, and they wanted to have a few people say some words, and he said, no, you're interfering with the Mass. I've got to shut this down. Everybody go home now. At a funeral of a family who had just lost their daughter. No joke. It was all over Facebook. It even made the local mainstream prostitute radio. And you should hear the people, elderly women calling and saying, yeah, I had the same problem. They won't let us speak. The family, the Catholic Church won't let family members speak at their own family's members' funeral. Are you kidding me? Oh, what a godly entity it is. So put the heat on the vicars as well in this matter, and I'll get published. Be happy to publish their names and numbers at courtroomwatch.org. Should be up by the end of the day Sunday. Anything else, Sovereign Man, before we close out with you tonight?
Yeah, I'd like to plug Bruce Ray Riggs' site called Prove It's... Oh, God, now I'm having a brain fart.
Did you say, what is it, Prove?
Prove It's... Hold on. Damn it. Just give me one second. I wasn't prepared.
Take your time. And while you're doing that, I'll suggest that if it doesn't come back to you in the next minute or two, post two things.
Number one, post it. It's proveitsreal.com. It's a really good lesson. Proveitsreal.com. That's ITS.
Yeah, proveitsreal.com. Cool. All right.
Yeah, it's really good. It's actually one of the other broadcasters, Chris Hinckley, Road Warrior Radio, that's on in the morning. He's had Bruce in for the past 2 days. And did a really good job covering the information on there.
Okay, excellent. We have had, I think, one of our other listeners that was recommended that I should check him out as well. So I'm going to be happy to do that. And I'll try to make some time to do that either on the next rainy day where I don't have to work or you know, as the weather turns, I'll have more time to pay attention to other people's broadcasts. Right now, it's everything I can do. Everything I can do to prepare and get the broadcast done. Anything else, Sovereign Man?
That's it. I wanted to know, did you guys ever play the Evelyn calling in with the report on Tom?
I haven't heard from Evelyn in a couple of weeks. I have heard from her through email. She actually got through and was able to get, I think, some money onto Tom's account and or communicate with Tom. But no, I don't have. If she's got Evelyn, if you're listening and you've got, you know, some recording of a conversation with Tom, please send it over to my email. If you've already done that, please resend, because I didn't notice it in your last email. I noticed some good news that you had gotten kind of through to him in some way, but I didn't see any updates from Tom. What is in prison?
I sent the audio to the board op, and it's also posted. There's a link to it on the chat room.
Oh, good. Okay, so it's already up. Okay, great. I'll try to get that posted at courtroomwatch.org. And Sovereign Man, do you have my...
I do. He hung up on me. No, I got his email. Yeah, and you got the audio clip, don't you?
Are we talking about the Dr. Parker thing?
No, it was an audio clip that I sent you via Skype. It's an update from Evelyn. It's about 8 minutes.
Eric's back.
Yeah, I'm back. I got dumped again. Boy, we must be right on track. Bitchin', beautiful. We are cooking tonight. I got dropped twice. And we know the enemy is...
not over the target.
Flack is always heaviest when you're right over the target. All right, Sovereign Man, we've got to say goodbye, but can you check in with us next week for sure?
Yeah, you guys have a blessed and safe weekend, and carry your video and audio recording device with you. Make sure it's charged.
Excellent. Boy, you know, I'm glad you brought that up. What a great way to end the broadcast. The enemy is more afraid of a camera than they are of a gun. And the camera is entirely legal and lawful. Use it within a fair, you know, safe distance. I believe you have to be over 25 feet away from an active police scene. In other words, them pulling somebody over or hassling somebody. So don't get in their face. Stay back. Have people with you as witnesses. And post your stuff over at courtroomwatch.org. Send me an email, erichughes.ny@yahoo.com, and we'll talk to you next week. It's Eric the Freedom Screamer. Thank you, Gary, Chris, and Mike. I appreciate everything. We'll see you on Monday.
Just to hold the hands I love on this winter night with you.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possible.